السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to our esteemed listeners of Markaz Sahaba, Voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'a, and our esteemed listeners of Radio Al Ansar International. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. We come to you live from our studio in Johannesburg on this rainy Saturday morning, the 9th of November 2024, the 7th of Jumadil Ula, 1446. يا ربي لك الحمد كما ينبغي لجلال وجهك وعظيم سلطانك. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي. يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. وقال تعالى في مقام آخر: يا أيها النبي إنا أرسلناك شاهدا ومبشرا ونذيرا وداعيا إلى الله بإذنه وسراجا منيرا. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: بعثت لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. حضرت مفتي عبد القادر صاحب، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you with afiyat and good health. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept the khidmat of deen. Hazrat Mufti Sahab, the platform is yours.
Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa ana salim kareem. Ameen, ameen to all the wonderful du'as and supplications. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Zakaria, Muslim Kezi, and our brother Bonface. Thank you very much. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Our brother Junaid Khan, inshallah, is expected to come back home on Monday. Make du'a for him and all those who are ill and sick. Allah Jalla Wala grant all of them complete shifa and siha and afia, safety, comfort, goodness in this world, in the year after. Ameen. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا الا ما علمتنا انك انت العليم الحكيم. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved Master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 7th of Jumad al-Ula, 1446. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we focus on chapter 39, Surah Zumar, verses 59 to verse number 63. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informed us yesterday's lesson that the non-Muslims who are sane and mature will say and beg and plead with Almighty Allah, O Almighty Allah, please send us back here in this world. We will do all the good deeds. We will fulfill the duty with beauty. Now the answer and response from Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, chapter 39, verse number 59. So all might tell us this, bala, nay, it will never happen. قَدْ جَاءَتْكَ آيَاتِي فَكَذَّبْتَ بِهَا. Indeed, my verses came to you, 6,236 verses. فَكَذَّبْتَ بِهَا. Hence you rejected it. وَاسْتَكْبَرْتَ. And you displayed arrogance and haughtiness and pride. So what is this pride? Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself defined it and said, قَطَرُ الْحَقِّ وَغَمْتُ النَّارِ. That when the truth dawns on a person, he rejects it. وَغَمْتُ النَّاسِ. And the people who are telling him that the truth, he considers them to be inferior and still considers himself to be superior, as mentioned in Mishkat Sharif. وَكُنْتَ مِنَ الْكَافِرِينَ. And you were from the disbelievers. So there's no excuse. You are the guilty one as charged without any mitigating circumstances. And then, وَيَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. The day of justice. Why is it called Qiyamah in Salat? Whilst we are standing, we called it Qiyam. So every person, wherever he or she is buried, or even if their bodies were cremated, or the person drowned and the body was not retrieved, every person will stand up and come forward for reckoning and accountability on the day of justice. وَيَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. On the day of justice, the day of reckoning, the day of standing up for accountability and reckoning. تَرَى الَّذِينَ كَذَبُوا عَلَى اللَّهِ. You will see those people who rejected and they made and fabricated lies against Almighty Allah. كَذَبُوا عَلَى اللَّهِ. They invented and fabricated lies against Almighty Allah. وُجُوهُهُمْ مُسْوَدَّةٌ. Their faces will be gone, very, very dark. Pitch black it will be gone. People who had Iman and Islam, their faces will be shining, glittering, and there will be noor and radiance and effulgence. Why? This is a sign. أَلَيْسَ فِي جَهَنَّمَ مَثْوًا لِلْمُتَكَبِّرِينَ. What isn't there about there in Jahannam for those who are proud and arrogant? Obviously there is, and there will be dispatched there. This was the first crime committed by Iblis, by Satan, by Lucifer, right inside Jannah and Paradise. Aba wastakbara wa kana min al-kafirin. He defied the command of Almighty Allah when Almighty Allah told him to make sujood and prostrate to Nabi Adam alayhi salam. So why did he refuse? Aba. The defiance based on jealousy. Why did you make him, Nabi Adam alayhi salam, Adam and Eve, why did you make them the masterpiece of your creation? So the defiance based on jealousy was takbara and pride. So this jealousy and pride were the first sins and vices committed in the universe, and thus right in Jannah and Paradise. Hence he, Iblis, Satan, Lucifer was expelled. Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam, Sayyida Hawa radiallahu anha were transferred from Jannah ye to this world. So وَيُنَجِّ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ اتَّقُوا. And those people who exercise taqwa, true piety, Allah consciousness, fil khalwa wal jalwa, is weekend now. What are we going to do in our leisure time? What will we do in our privacy? Will we get again involved in more and more vices? So وَيُنَجِّ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ اتَّقُوا. So all Almighty Allah will rescue and save and deliver those people who have the quality of taqwa, who stay away and abstain from kufr and shirk, from bism, idol worship, and the people stay away from nifaq and hypocrisy and my major sins and so forth. Bimafazatihim. Allah will then rescue them. Bimafazatihim. Your son's name is Fawz, your daughter's name is Fawziya. So this word, yeah, bimafazatihim, is masdar mimi. Masdar mimi means, so it is a verbal noun. The verbs come from that noun. And there's a meme in the beginning. So you call that masdar mimi. So bimafazatihim, Allah will rescue, save them, deliver them. Because of their taqwa, piety, and Allah's mercy is first and prime, and the superior one, Allah will grant them success. La yamassuhumu su'u wa la hum yahzanun. No type of evil will touch them and come to them. No jahannam, no hellfire, nothing. Direct entry into Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la, and no any sadness and grief for them. The entire universe, to who does it belong to? It does not belong to Trump. It does not belong to any other shaitan. It belongs solely, only, exclusively to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Allahu Khaliqu Kulli Shay. Almighty Allah is the creator of everything. What is the meaning of creating? Creating means from nothing, min al-adami ila al-hujud. From nothing, you create something. So, and then you insert the ruh, the ensoulment takes place. So Almighty Allah challenges humanity, all the professors, doctors, and all the scientists, every one of them put together. Almighty Allah challenges them and say, لَيْ يَخْلُقُوا زُبَابًا وَلَا وِجْتَمَأُولَى. Never mind creating anything big and superior. Never can they create now or in the future one single fly. Zubab. Analyze the word zubab. Zub, to drive away, push away, to repel. The fly sits on our body, so what do? We push it away. That fly says, how dare you push me away? It comes back and sits on our nose, on our forehead, on our hand. Ab, to return. We push it away, it comes back. Wala witch tama'ula. All you scientists, professors, doctors, whoever you are, if you can create, how will you do the ensoulment? Insert the ruh, the soul, the spirit. They don't even understand how the ruh and the soul leaves the body till today. Chapter 22, Surah Hajj, verse number 73. So that is why Almighty Allah says He is the exclusive creator of everything. وَهُوَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ وَكِيلٍ. And He alone is the disposer and in charge of everything. Sun, moon, creation, planets, everything. Just look at the precision of sunrise and sunset. 100 years, 1,000 years, 1,000,000 years. Who is doing that? Can you say it's happening automatically? Can you say it's happening by chance? Can you say any creation is doing that? That alone shows us Qudrat ka karishma, the manifestation of the power of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Al-ba'ratu tadullu al-ba'ir. When the beach side, and you see the footprints, that will tell you that this person came. He wears size 10, size 11, size 12, size 13 shoes and sandals. When you see the animals walking and they leave their mess there, so you know that there was an animal that was walking past here. Oh, human being masterpiece, how come you see the signs of Allah and yet you want to reject the oneness, uniqueness, majesty, grandeur of Almighty Allah? لَهُ مَقَالِيدُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. مَقَالِيدُ, the plural of مِقْلِيد. Exclusively to Him it belongs the keys of the heavens and the earth, meaning that He is in charge. He is the sole, exclusive owner, Khalid and Master and only owner. Me and you, my house, my car, my property, my farm. For how long? 50 years, 100 years, then we die. Oh, that is destroyed and end of the story. So everything of ours is temporary. So everything in the heavens and earth, the keys belong only exclusively to Him, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Walladina kafaru bi ayatillah. And those people who reject the verses of Allah Jalla Wala, ulaika humul khasirun. They will be the losers, and khasirat dunya wal akhirah. They will be the losers and failures in this world and in the year after. See how many of them committing suicide. How many of them are taking medication? This trauma syndrome, post trauma, post this, post that. Why? They'll never ever find peace, and Almighty Allah will keep on punishing them, just like the Jutlas and the Jews, as enshrined in the Noble Quran, chapter 7, verse 167. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today is the 7th of Jumad al-Ula, 1446. Gaza genocide, day 400 today. Write that down, diarize it. Today, day 400, the genocide. Remember that, that is Israel against the Palestinians. And majority of them, according to United Nations, who were martyred and murdered, 70% are women and children, babies and so forth. So what do we call them? We call them the baby killers. We call them the murderers. And we call them the war criminals guilty of ethnic cleansing and crimes, and they are the axis of evil. Israel, America, Britain, Germany, and all the apartheid regime states that are helping Israel and accomplice in this genocide. We need to name them, shame them, and nail them, including the Arab Tanpot dictators. We present to you today's news, views, interviews, locally, nationally, internationally. Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah. Allahu Akbar. Six jutlas dead, dispatched to Jahannam and the hellfire, roasted, toasted, and many, many more in the transit. Remember that, injured and wounded and so forth. We are very, very happy to explain to you that our brothers, our people there in Amsterdam, the Arabs and others, gave their jutlas a good thrashing. And in Afrikaans, we say they donored them properly. Remember that. We're very proud of you. You, Biden, go to hell. Whoever, anybody else sells anti-Semite, you can go to hell for what we care. So we, your people came there. The soccer team, Maccabi team, Tel Aviv, and the Jutlas came there. I got the Palestinian flag on my property. I got the flag on my house, on my shop, on my factory. Who gives you the right to come and remove it and burn it and destroy it? Who gives you the right to climb on my property and go? It's personal, private property. Then you use the F word, and then you use expletives, and you use obscene language about the Arabs and about the Muslims and so forth. That is the habit which you Jews, that you always provoke the Muslims and the Arabs, and then when they give you a good thrashing, you want to cry like babies. We are the victims. They hit us. They did very good. So you must remember, be proud about them. Take my name and mention it wherever you want to. So remember, well done. And they crying, they telling them, sit quietly in your hotels before you get bashed up again. Very good. Any jutla comes and he wants to threaten us, he wants to come and destroy our flags, Palestinian flag or what have you, that is what we need to do them. They broke their bones and whatever is good. We got no sympathy, empathy for any American, any Israeli, anybody else supporting the genocide of Israel, and we make our stance very, very clear. Trump and them, the Republican Party are celebrating. They cleaned everything up. President was Biden, now it's Trump. The Senate, House, remember, went to the Republicans. Representatives also went to them, it seems. The Congress, they're going to run it. So Trump has got a clear carte blanche. He can be a tenpot dictator now from 2025 to 2029. And remember that he's very, very unpredictable and he's a moody character. He's an egoist and a narcissist. So therefore, you must remember that the European Union say that we cannot trust but Trump, and therefore they can't be business as usual. We don't know which way he will go and so forth and so on. So remember that a letter has been sent, you must remember that, to the United States, that this is who the ambassador will be of Israel. And he, this harami who they have made the ambassador, Lichter or whatever the hell his name is, Jutla, he's a Kahanist ex-person. Kahanists are those people who said you must burn Masjid al-Aqsa and you must destroy it, and is in favor of illegal settlements. So therefore you must remember Liter, L-E-I-T-E-R. So he's bringing a liter and many, many liters, remember, of apartheid with him, and he will defend the settlers and so forth and so on. And then ethnic cleansing in northern Gaza, the general Israel's and the army says that there'll be no return for the Palestinians. Do you listen to that? They are the biggest killers of babies and children in the world today. That's Israel. And they say Palestinians will not be allowed to return to northern Gaza, where there is ethnic cleansing, genocide, starvation, all that taking place. Therefore, Hamas has said, in our lexicon and dictionary, there is no word like surrender. Imma as-zafar wa imma shahada. Either we go for victory or either we go for martyrdom. And yesterday the Houthis, they knocked down one of the Americans, you must remember, missiles or whatever you call it. Remember fancy names. The 12th one they knocked down. Well done to the Houthis. And remember, well done to Hezbollah. They are kuffar, they are Shia. But in this world, they are better than the Sunni countries, the traitors and murtads and haramis. Your Saudi Arabia, your Emirates, your Jordan and Egypt, your Bahrain and Morocco and all these haramis put together. So remember that they're giving Israel such a hard time. The Jutla Zionists are seeing stars daytime, mashallah. 2 million people on the risk of starvation there in Myanmar, that's Burma. So they're also majority Muslim and so forth. So cases against Trump are paused, meaning they're dead now. Nobody can do anything, and Trump is coming back with revenge and a vengeance. You must remember that Russia's gold hits historical value. So the price of gold has increased. Therefore, I always told you, your best investment is in gold. You must remember that. So it's increasing, and Putin is smiling all the way. 40 ministers from Africa meet in Sochi. Do you know where Sochi? Sochi is there in the Russian Federation. Old Russia was communist Russia. Modern day Russia, and Putin leads them, is Russian Federation. So they're going to meet there, and they are there already, and they're discussing finances, bilateral trade, and so forth and so on. 30 killed in Mozambique. Things look very, very bad there in Mozambique, Maputo, and so forth. Australia, they want to, they locked up a 10-year-old youngster, they say he committed burglary and so forth. And the Prime Minister of Australia is proposing that children under 15 years old must not be allowed to use the smartphone and all this, because it's harming them mentally, physically. So imagine, non-Muslims are already realizing, but the Muslims are not realizing that. The propaganda starts now. I got nothing to do with Iran or Trump, but this is what the Americans say, see, CIA and all these haramis. Iran wants to assassinate Trump. What are they going to assassinate and do him? Another shaitan will come and so forth. 120 killed in Sudan. The rapid forces sponsored by the Emiratis. They killed 120 people in Sudan, the Sunnis and so forth. So yeah, in South Africa, these are the news views from South Africa. All tuck shops will be closed in the Gauteng region, in the schools there with school property or just nearby the schools. So many children are dying, so many are getting ill and sick and so forth with the poison and harmful substance and ingredients put in there. A shame and disgrace it is. Load shedding will return to some parts of Johannesburg unless they start paying. One client had to pay yesterday 1.5 million. That is one client to Eskom. So it's gone into billions and billions outstanding debts. So if 4, 5, 10 guys don't pay, then the whole region, they want to close up and so forth. Can you believe that? So that's very, very bad. Yesterday, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, between Asr and Maghrib, Maulana Muhammad Raja passed away. He used to come read Salat here by us in the Sufi Masjid. Imagine what a Mubarak death on a Friday, and an honorable death, and between Asr and Maghrib, and last night intensity was a janaza there in that, you know, graveyard of Palm Ridge, Krom, some name, the difficult name. So Allah grant Abu Maulana Muhammad Raja and all the marhumin Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. Today's program, inshallah al-Aziz, between 7 and 9, Maulana Khalid. Then between 2:30 and 3 will be Maulana, inshallah, Musa al-Hair. And between 1 and 1:30 will be the lecture I delivered yesterday at the Sabri Masjid in Lanesia. 6 to 8 tonight will be that Narat Kinat and the Nat Kirat or Rat Kinat, whatever. So that is what our brother Suleiman Esop. So that's our program for today. Tomorrow morning, no program. Inshallah, tomorrow afternoon, you can listen to the Q&A. Inshallah, inshallah, Al-Aziz, with Hafiz, Wadi, and myself between 2 and 4 tomorrow afternoon on Radio Al-Ansar International, Sirius FM, and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. G. Mawsalim, we have 20 minutes. Let's fire up with the Q&A, inshallah.
Mufti Sahab, after performing Salah while in Tashahud position, can one perform Sajda-i-Tilawat while sitting, or does one have to stand up and then go into Sajda?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. So the question will be this: a person is reading Salat, and now after he has completed his Salat, so you must remember, now that person remembers he has to perform the Sajdah Tilawat, and now from that sitting posture position he wants to perform the Sajdah Tilawat. You know, in the Quran Sharif there are 15 Sajdah Tilawat. The Hanbali say all 15 you should do. The Shafi'i say 14. They omit the one in Surah Swad, chapter 38, verse 24. And remember, the Hanafi say 14. They omit the second one in Surah Hajj, that is chapter 22 and verse 77. They say that sajda is for Salat. And remember, the Maliki say 11. They agree with the Hanafis regarding the second sajda of Surah Hajj, chapter 22, verse 77. And the last three, they omit the Malikis. The one in Surah Al-Najmi, Idha Sama'un Shaqqat and Iqra Bismi. So that is the academic discussion. So can you perform the sajda tilawat, which is wajib only according to the Hanafis, and Shafi'is, Malikis, humbly say it's sunnah. If you perform it, you will be rewarded. You don't perform it, there will be no sin upon you, according to majority scholars. Hanafis say from a sitting posture you do so. So remember that that is totally permissible. Shafi'is and them says, no, you must stand, and from a standing posture you must perform the Sajdah Tilawat. So that is the academic discussion.
Mufti Sahab, what can a person read to ensure that they pass their driving test?
If it is a male, remember, for you females to go for driving test and all that, look at the harms, that there's a male there and you driving alone too, the total strangers. Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, la yakhluwanna rajulun bimra'atin illa wa thalithuma shaitan. That you're a strange woman, strange man, and you alone, he'll take you here, there, how many things he can do to you. So you must remember that it's haram there to be alone with the strange men and so forth. So for the men who have to go for driving test and driving license and what have you and so forth, read Ya Fattahu, Ya Fattahu. We know from top to bottom how much bribery, corruption and all that is going on. So remember that, don't do all that, and read 2 rakat salat, read Surah Yasin, give out charity, and read the 99 beautiful names of Almighty Allah, and read Ya Fattahu, Ya Fattahu. You did just now in tafsir, lahu maqalidu samawati wal ard, the keys of the heavens and the earth, the entire universe and creation belongs solely only to him. Ya Fattahu, Ya Allah, I'm using your Mubarak honorable name. You remove all the obstacles and open the doors for me. Grant me success fi dunya wal akhirah, in this world and in the year after. Read that, inshallah. Ya Fattahu.
If one arrives to the masjid while the first khutbah of Tisab, is his Jummah valid?
Remember that a person for Jummah Friday prayer should come early, not come late. To come late and all that is a sign of nifaq and hypocrisy, the Quran Kareem teaches us. وَإِذَا قَامُوا إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ قَامُوا كُسَالَىٰ يُرَاؤُونَ النَّاسِ وَلَا يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. The people who come late, they just come there to show their face. They remember Allah Ta'ala a little bit, last in, first one out, and so forth. All this is enshrined and mentioned in the noble Quran. So this is the sign of the hypocrites. Chapter number 4, Surah Nisa, and verses number 142, 143. So they want to please people also, and they want to please Allah. It can't happen like that. Once you please Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala, then people will always criticize, castigate you. Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was, is, will always be the most beloved to Almighty Allah in the entire universe and creation. Till the age of 40, he Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the most beloved to the Arabs, the idol worshippers. But when the revelation came, it led to the revolution. Then the same people, 95% of them, they opposed the message and the messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is why, with truth, you must always expect and anticipate opposition, because truth is very bitter for people to accept. It's not palatable, acceptable to majority of the people. So nevertheless, your Jummah Salat is valid, but you must try and come early. We are speaking of the Arabic khutbah and sermon. It's a trend nowadays in all parts of the world. Many a time that I stand, I'm also a time I stand and deliver lecture. So you can see that how the people, when we're ending the lecture now, people are still walking in. When you stand on a mimbar, the pulpit, you have a better view, and then you can see everybody. You will find still 10, 20, 50, 100 people still coming in whilst you're already rendering the Arabic khutbah and sermon. So that definitely is not permissible, is sinful, and is a sign of nifaq and hypocrisy, but your Jummah Salat will be valid.
Mufti Sahab, bleeding during pregnancy, will that be considered hayz or nifas?
My sisters who are pregnant and you are expecting yesterday after the Jummah day at Sabri Masjid here in Rose Avenue. So one person came to me, I didn't recognize him at all. So he told me his father is Mufti Sahab so and so who passed away. I said, no, I knew your father very well. So he said, my wife is pregnant and so forth and so on. So what do I read? So I told him, read Surah number 37, verse 100, the dua of Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam, Rabbi habli mina salihin. Oh Allah, grant me pious children. So that is what we should be reading, you the husband, you the wife. And if you want daughters, you got 2, 3, 4 sons, now you want a daughter, then read Rabbi habli mina salihat. Ya Allah, grant me pious, normal daughters and so forth, Ya Allah. And then read the dua, supplication, chapter 3, verse 38 of Nabi Zakariya alayhi salam, Rabbi habli min ladunka dhurriyatan tayyiba innaka sami'ud du'a. O Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala, that grant me from your side such children that are pure and chaste. Innaka sami'ud du'a. Our children is weekend now, and holidays are coming, end of November, December. Where they will go? So are they chaste? So we beg Allah for chaste children. Verily, Ya Allah, you are the one that is a sami'ud du'a, who listens and responds to the du'a and supplication. So you, my daughter, my sister, whilst you are in your gestation pregnancy and you are spotting, you are bleeding and all that, that's not menses that. All that is istihada, and you just make wudu and you continue with your salat. If it's happening all the time, then make a fresh wudu for every first salat and perform your salat. Remember, don't confuse issues. That is not menses. It is just your istihada, and that is that you are still pak and you are tahira and you are clean. You continue with your siyam, your fasting. If you are fasting Mondays, Thursdays, for example, and you continue with your 5 daily salat.
Mufti Sahib, if one masturbates whilst fasting, is the fast broken?
Almighty Allah Jalla Wala addresses this issue in the Noble Quran, where Almighty Allah speaks about Sifatul Mu'mineen wal Mu'minat, where Almighty Allah speaks of the true qualities of the believing man and believing women. Almighty Allah teaches us Qad Aflahal Mu'minoon, that is the beginning of the 18th juz, the 18th Supara, and Almighty Allah, this is chapter number 23, Surah Mu'minoon. So there Allah says, who are the true believers? They perform their salat with devotion, concentration. They are the ones who turn away from all futile activities, all these movies and entertainment and sport and all haram business. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِلزَّكَاةِ فَاعِلُونَ, they are active in their zakat. They are active in cleansing their hearts. All that meanings will be acceptable. Then, وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِفُرُوجِهِمْ حَافِظُونَ, they are those people that who guard their private part. You see guys like Trump and them, they have to go for a rifle test and so forth, haramis. They don't know what, how many women they slept and so forth. Chapter 23, verse number 5. Then verse number 7, Allah says, فَمَنِ بَتَغَى وَرَاءَ ذَلِكَ فَأُولَٰئِكَ مُلْعَادُونَ, when you go beyond the limits, then now you, from this ayat, Al-Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah, the genius, he derived and made ijtihad, and he said istimbat, and he said deduce from this verse, chapter 23 and verse number 7, beginning of the 18 Jews, 18 Supara, فَمَنِبْتَغَى وَرَاءَ ذَلِكَ فَأُولَٰئِكَ مُلْعَادُونَ, those are the people who are the sinners. So he said Al-Istimna'u Haramun Fil Islam. Al-Imam Shafi and all the scholars said masturbating for male, female, all haram and not permissible. Ghusl will be compulsory. It's sinful. You have to make tawbah also. And if a person while fasting in Ramadan and he did and committed this crime of masturbating, then remember the fast is broken, whether it's Ramadan fast or you're fasting now. So yesterday, Thursday, whenever you were fasting and you masturbated, so remember, is haram, sinful, ghusl is compulsory, and you must make one qada. Even if you did so in Ramadan, there's no kafara, no penalty, only one qada, but you must make tawbah. So it's a very bad habit, my youngster, therefore you should keep fast, get married as soon as possible. That is what Islam advocates and promotes, to lead and have a pure, chaste society. The Western media and the Westerners, they glorify zina, fornication, adultery. One person will be married and the other one unmarried, and so forth and so on. So fornication, adultery, the gay brigade and the lesbian and so forth, all this absolutely haram, unlawful in Islam. Read with me, O Muslim, authentic hadith mentioned in Musnad Ahmad. Allahumma, O beloved Allah, hassin Ha, sword, noon. Allahumma hassin farji, O Allah, that you fortify, you protect my private part. How many women are having affairs? How many men are having affairs? Premarital, extramarital, and so forth. So in Islam, for fornication, 100 lashes, they're not married. In public, Surah 24 and verse number 2, and if it is adultery, then it is the death penalty. And on this, these issues, there are no difference of opinion. According to the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, all scholars, Shafi'is, Malikis, Hanafis, Hanbalis, everybody agrees on that.
Mufti Sahib, to wear colored contact lenses for cosmetic purposes, is this jais?
Any issue you want to discuss, you must go to Quran Sharif first. Thereafter, you must go to Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's teaching. And then you can come to the conclusion and the verdict. Chapter 4, Surah 4, Surah Nisa, verse 119. When Satan, Lucifer, Iblis, Shaitan was expelled from Jannah, never ever will he see Jannah Jannah again. So what an oath did he take? He took so many oaths and various oaths. One oath he said, وَلَا أَمُرَنَّهُمْ فَلَا يُغَيِّرُنَّ خَلْقَ اللَّهِ. I will surely command them, this human being supposed to be the masterpiece, and they will change the creation of Allah. Eve wants to become Steve. Steve wants to become Eve. What Satanism is this? Transgender business and so forth. So Allah gave you brown eyes. You say, no, I'm to wear blue contact lenses, green contact lenses and so forth. So when that suitor comes or shooter comes to see you, my daughter, he thought you got blue eyes and green eyes. But Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, man ghashana falaysa minna, who deceives us is not of us. It's haram that. And Satan's way, that is Shaitan's way. So totally haram and based on deception. Everything today, all this false eyelashes and false this, false this, and all that, you women, you'll know how it works. We men, generally, we don't get involved in this unless you are a half female, like, you know, you got female tendencies, lesbian tendencies, then you get involved in all these type of things and so forth. So you must remember that we are male, must remain a male, female must remain female, and no deception involved, not permissible, all that.
Mufti Saab, my nikah is in 2 weeks, inshallah. So the girl side want to bring and pack her clothes in advance. So someone said it's not permissible. Please advise.
MashaAllah, your wife-to-be and her family are excited. He says we got too much luggage, you know. It's still 2 weeks left. All of you who got nikahs to come next week, following week, this year, whatever. So send us your nikah announcements, inshallah, during the week. Not now for December. For November, you start sending. So every Friday, we have a program. Maulana Zahid Khan announces the nikah. Because mashallah, and the ummah makes dua between 10 and 10:30 in the morning. So nikah announcement, send it to 084-786-3132 or send it to my personal number 071-888-1184. Just WhatsApp it, don't make long stories. 071-888-1184, and then we will announce it. Now the question, she wants to come and bring her luggage. And that if she comes alone and all that, and you waiting for her alone, and then you're going to have a tribal, you say, come here, let me give you a nice hug and a nice kiss and a nice smooch and all that. This will be a tribal before the marriage. Obviously, all that is haram. Wala muttakhidina akhdan, wala muttakhidati akhdan, boyfriend, girlfriend, all that haram in Islam. Allah mentioned it both ways, so there must be no doubt lingering in the minds of people and so forth. So if she comes with her, for example, father, brother, and you, your mother and them are there to welcome her for the daughter-in-law to be, and they tell her, this is your room, this is your house and so forth. So that is fine, remember that. But once you start intermingling, then you start taking videos and you start doing all this type of hanky-panky business, then all that is haram. So we need to know, in principle it is permissible, but what normally happens nowadays, that is haram. So therefore, maybe the person told you that it is haram.
Mufti Saab, we are about to drill a borehole. What dua can we recite to be blessed with water in abundance?
Read Surah Fatiha. Surah Fatiha is the opening chapter of the Noble Quran. Surah Fatiha is Surah to Shifa. For all types of problems, there's cure in it, inshallah. And read Ya Wahhabu, Ya Wahhabu, chapter number 38, verse number 35, that he, Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salatu salam, after reconstructing Masjid al-Aqsa, then he recited this dua. Chapter 38, verse 35, رَبِّ اغْفِرْ لِي وَهَبْ لِي مُلْكَ لَا يَنْبَغِي لِأَحَدٍ مِّن بَعْدِي. O Allah, grant me such a magnificent kingdom that you will not grant anybody after me such a magnificent and great kingdom. Then what did he say? He, Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam, said, and remember, all this was happening in the land of Palestine, and the jutlas, haramis, murderers, baby killers, and killers of children and babies. They say and said and saying and will always say, they hate Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam, Allah forbid. They said this kingdom of his, he was running it, organizing it, establishing it with sihr, jadu, and witchcraft and magic. So Almighty Allah rejected what they said. Go open chapter 2, verse 102. Wama kafara Sulaiman, till the ending. Nevertheless, you must remember that he begged Allah. Chapter 38, verse 35. And what did he say? Innaka antal wahhab. So you say, Ya Wahhabu, Ya Wahhabu, Ya Allah, let the water come in thousands and millions of liters. Give our kuwa, give our beer, give our well, give our borehole a lot of barakah, and inshallah it will be an asset to humanity. Don't sell it to people, give it to people. People today, they have to walk for miles and miles, kilos and kilos, just for some water. So that is the best sadaqah jariyah and recurring charity for your disease as well. Last question.
Okay, sir, please advise. My father is 84 years of age and is on oxygen. For 2 weeks now, he is in hospital. What can we read or the family can do and read?
Remember, in a case like that, you, the sons, daughters, grandchildren, read the following dua for papa, for your grandfather, father. Allahumma in kanatil hayatu khayran lahu fa ahyihi. Ya Allah, his life is better for him, give him life. Wa in kanatil wafatu khayran lahu fa tawaffahu. Ya Allah, if death is better, give him death with Iman and Islam. That is the dua Mustafa rahmatul alameen sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Does go open Mishkat Sharif. Allah Jalla Wala make our khatima on Iman. Ameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Jazakumullahu khayran ahsan al jaza to Hadrat Mufti Sahib for those beautiful answers. Subhanallah, that's the beauty of a Muslim, that no question is a useless question. Every question has a value, and inshallah, to improve your iman, your knowledge, fas'alu ahla dhikri in kuntum la ta'alamun.